It is October 17th, 2011. Bob Sprankle reflecting on upgrading or not upgrading. One of the teachers, when I was at the ACTM conference, one of the teacher of the years had a very funny line where he said something in homage to Steve Jobs, who something to the effect of he has the knack of making us update our hardware even when the old one still works. And that was very funny. And so I've been reflecting a lot about updating my phone. I have a very good phone. It's the 4. And I was going to update to the 4S to get a better camera because iPhoneography is a big part of my camera life. And, I'm glad that I waited because I looked at some of the stats online and the battery life is actually not as good as the 4 when it comes to things like videotaping or talk time or things like, talk time is better, but other things are not as good. And then I just kind of stopped myself thinking of that quote, like, do I really need to upgrade? I mean, I'm using a pretty good camera. It's 5 megapixels. Is it worth shelling out $300 to go for another 3 megapixels? Because seriously, that's all that I really cared about. Yes, it's a faster processor, and that'll be nice someday, but I think I'm going to wait. So it's good to just stop and say, what do we need? What do I need right now? I mean, I surely will upgrade at some point, but I might as well wait for the iPhone 5 that will be promising all kinds of things that I'm sure I'll, see as beneficial, and then I'll be stuck with a 4S. So just interesting to think about the upgrade game that goes on inside all of our heads, marketing, and, definitely need to. I think if you had a 3G phone, it would be worthwhile to update at this time. But when you're that one model down, what pushes us to suddenly think, we need that next upgrade? So I'm waiting.